Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Gianna Rayburn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. Hey there, bestie. I'm Lori Ami, your What to Read Next podcast host. Join me as we dive into exciting new reads that'll have you reaching for your TBR pile in no time. From gripping mysteries to spicy romances, we'll explore it all and help you find your next favorite book. So grab a cup of tea, cozy it up, and let's discover some amazing reads together.
Hi, Rachel. Welcome to What to Read Next podcast.
Hi, thank you for having me.
So happy to have you here. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm Rachel Lee. I write new adult romance, mostly like in the bad boy. I have a lot of bad boys in my romance with some dark element. Mm-hmm. A lot of my books are enemies to lovers. I love to read, write, spend time with my family.
I love this. So what was your romance journey? Like, when did you get started?
I wrote my first book. It was 2019. I started writing. I had just finished a series, reading a series, and I had that emptiness inside of me, like, what now? You know, I was like in that book hangover. So then I was like, I'm just going to write a book, you know, because I used to write a lot when I was younger, but I took a break through like teenage years and parenting. Yeah. Like I just time. And then I was like, I'm going to write. And I had absolutely no plans to publish it. Yeah. But then I started sending it to my friends and family, and they're like, you should try to do something with this. I'm like, no, but eventually I did. And so I've just been doing it ever since, and I love it.
What was your debut? Like, and were you recommend people read your debut, or you recommend, where do you recommend your readers to, like new readers to start getting to know?
Definitely not my debut.
Okay. I know. Sometimes it's like, oh, your debut is great. And I was like, no, you should go.
Definitely not. I tell everybody, do not read that. For one, it's not published anymore. It was a duet. You know, like it has a special place by heart. I personally, it was like one of my favorite books I ever wrote because there was no pressure, no deadline. I took my time and I loved it. I loved writing it. But I was still learning. Like my editor that I had edited it, she was actually like a nonfiction editor. Yeah. I didn't know what I was doing. I don't even think I accepted her suggestions right in the Word document when she was editing because I didn't even know what I was doing. It was bad. It needs a new edit. It needs a lot of work done to it. So I unpublished that. Okay. But yeah, it was an enemies to lovers, like new adult romance. And it was a duet. But yeah, it's not available anymore. I mean, somewhere out there, there's some of the paperbacks still. But
nope. So going into that, like, where should we get started for new books? Should we go for your latest release? Or should we go back to a specific book that's like, you know, where a good place to start?
Yeah, I always say Savage Games is a good place to start, depending on if the reader likes Why Choose romance, because that's a Why Choose series. There's actually two series in that world. It's a secret society. So Savage Games is a good spot to start if they're into Why Choose. If not, I would probably say Heartless Monster, which is a standalone in my newest series. And that's like a enemies to lovers, step-sibling romance.
Yes, yeah. Listen, Why Choose, which is one thing or other.
Yeah, I know some people don't like it. So I always have two options of where to start, just in case.
So I love this.
Yeah.
Right. So let's talk about Wicked Scandal. What is the elevator pitch?
Okay, so elevator pitch would be if you're looking for a reverse age gap student teacher romance, I've got the book for you.
Yeah.
With suspense.
So I just started reading it and I was like, holy crap, this is dark. So like that's like, it starts with a bang and it keeps you guessing as the relationship unfolds, because I'm like, how are we going to make them work? Like if you're looking for they're not supposed to like each other, this book is for you. And it's like the perfect early obvious.
Exactly. Wow. Yeah. And it's very emotional too. Catherine goes through a lot, and that's like, readers are introduced to like her life and her trauma right from the get-go in the prologue. So yeah, it's definitely not for the faint of heart. I put trigger warnings right in the front of the book because mental health matters. There is like on page domestic violence. So yeah.
So What kind of software did you work right in this file? Because I feel like it just probably brought up like more like emotional range. And so sometimes you kind of like better to transfer into it and like that part of like the emotional darkness that we experience in the writing. How do you curve yourself?
It was definitely hard. This is seriously one of the hardest books I've ever written. It was hard, but Wilder made up for those bad parts. Like, he was her safety net, and he was the one there to pick her up when she was down. So, you know, knowing that they were going to be together and that there is a happily ever after for her is what really kept me going with it.
Yeah. I appreciate it. Yeah, it shocked me, and I knew I read the trigger warnings. I was like, oh, I'm born with it. And then I was like, oh. And then I was like, oh, okay. And then I was like, oh, there's gonna be like he's gonna be dancing of like everything that's wrong with the like beginning.
Yeah, and you know from the very beginning too that the bad guy in the book is not gonna be around for long. So so that's kind of helpful too, knowing that he gets what's coming to him at some point.
It's always lovely when you know the bad guy is like, you know, there's something there. The bad things are happening to you.
And yeah, exactly.
In your interview, you mentioned that you watched Days of Our Lives. I think you've been watching since the age of 13, so it's been a long time. Or it's 5 years ago, you know. So tell me about like what is your favorite storyline and like how do you watch it now? Because that's actually like
I don't
think around.
Yeah, so I started watching when I was 13, and that was 27 years ago. I'm not afraid to say that. I've been watching it for 27 years. Holy cow. I actually, one of my favorite characters on that show is Stefano DiMera. Like, he was the best villain. I think he was like some of my inspiration for some of my villains because he was an amazing villain. He's not on the show no more. His character passed away. But I loved his storyline with his kids. And now I love EJ DiMera, his son. I love his storyline. Sammy Brady. Like, I just love all of them. I still watch it like every single episode. I'm a little behind. I'm in June's episodes right now, but like I'll try to watch an episode here and there. I'm trying to get caught up, but
yeah. And they're streaming on Peacock, right?
Yep. It's on Peacock. Yes. So, I don't love the drama.
Do you think your passion for like watching your soaps like have helped you kind of like be a better writer in some ways? Like just building the family, the drama.
I actually do. I think like just my passion for watching that show, like immerse myself into that drama, like on screen drama, like helps me create dramatic stories in my head. Just I guess in some ways I think so.
I think your books felt like stakes are higher than other books. Like sometimes the books are for the vibe, where yours were like there's like a plotty, it's a more meteor plotter, like fun. The rises are like more of a stakes are higher. Like,
yeah.
It's just like one thing after the other for the lives. Which is there's sometimes there's a place for that, and it's just like sometimes you just need that. Kind of like soapy,
like the suspense and the
villain, like actually an actual villain, you know. Yes,
I love writing villain too. I do, like, and with Wicked Scandal, it was really hard for me because I'm so used to writing like my main male characters are usually bad guys, they're like villains, and Wilder was the complete opposite. And then had Troy, Catherine's husband, who was a bad guy, but he was a main character and he had no redemption. So one of my favorite things about writing these guys is the redemption. And so it was hard for me. Like, there were parts of me that were like, I hope people don't fall in love with Troy. Like, I got to make him extra bad and make sure that they see there are no redeeming qualities in this man.
Yeah. Well, you would surprise us, you know. No, like, you know, don't try to be on the way to the bone court. I actually don't, but. So let's chat about your reading. You recently read The Deal by L. Kennedy, and you have like a couple of recommendations you want to share with us. Like, what did you like about The Deal?
I love The Deal.
That was my first Mullins book that I ended up entering.
I love the banter in it. Like, just Hannah and Garrett, their banter back and forth, the realness. Like, I loved her character, for one. She was a tough girl. And I love that she wasn't, like, once she realize his reputation that he's like this hot man on campus, she didn't shy away from it. Like she was still exactly who she was. She held true to her character. I love that. I just, the chemistry between them was off the charts. It just, that sucks me. And I love the opposites attract and the banter and just, yeah. And he was such a good guy.
He's such a
and like, guy. I like bad guys, but I love to read good guys.
You can read though. It's GD's book. They're
the Grandma Fox?
The Grandma. Yes. I was like,
I haven't read that yet. Oh, I didn't realize that that was their daughter.
You're going to love, yeah. You're going to love Garrett's being GD's dad. Like,
yeah, I'm definitely, that's on my, I actually downloaded it after the deal and I'm definitely going to be reading that at some point.
Yeah. Like, it's just like Texas and like, problem. Like, obviously her name, GD, is Grand. Like, he named her of themselves. Like, we're gonna, yeah. It's just such a like fun book. I love the score, which is in next, is it a score? Or no, The Mistake is my favorite, like, my favorite one, which is the next one, is Logan's book, because much groveling. Like, he has to grovel. Like,
yeah. Yeah. Like, I'm excited to read them all. Yeah. I actually just, right before I got on here, I downloaded Quicksilver by Kelly Hart.
Yes, I downloaded that too.
And I started reading it and then I came down here. And so I'm going to give that a try. I don't read a whole lot of fantasy, but I'm really trying to. So I was going to like take a break from Elle Kennedy's, from the off-campus series. I think that's what it's called, right? The off-campus series. And read this and then read another book of hers. And then that's probably time for me to get back to work.
Awesome. Yeah, I actually downloaded Quicksilver. I had a friend who mentioned it. I started hearing about it yesterday, and I feel like after that, it's everywhere.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, I guess I gotta read that list. I don't think I'll.
I was looking at the upcoming deals for Prime Day deals, and it came up on there. It wasn't for a deal, but it came up like a sponsored thing.
Yeah.
And I hadn't heard of it, so I clicked on it, and I was like, I didn't even realize she had a release. I haven't been on social media much this past couple of weeks. So I was like, oh yeah, I'm going to give this a try because I really want to start reading some more fantasy.
Awesome. Rachel, tell us where you find online.
Instagram, TikTok, Facebook. I have a readers group, Rachel's Ramblers. I just started Reds. Is that what it's called?
Yes.
I'm very new to it. Very, very new to that. But I am on there. Yeah.
Awesome. Thank you, Rachel, for being on the show.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for joining me on this episode of the Watch Read Next podcast. If you enjoy our bookish conversations and want more recommendations, don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode. Also, head on over to the Watch Read Next blog for a list of books mentioned in today's show. Happy reading. Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? Watch Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit watchreadnextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.